ready?
I'm ready.
You're still ready?
Yes.
Is this your first podcast, by the way? Amazing. I don't know which camera to look at. You guys are just in your own world. Enjoy life. Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 151 of 10K Dollar Day, and we are live in Fort Worth, Texas.
Woohoo!
Which is so much colder than I thought Texas was going to be.
It's very cold.
It's so cold.
It's so cold that I realized I still have my mask on. So here we go.
We're here at the home of Ryan and Rachel Court. Do you say Court?
Court.
Court. Brian Rachel Court, which we definitely asked them before we started filming. It's so awesome to be here. I actually went to high school with Rachel, which is really exciting to see her in her whole grown-up life with her grown-up kids who are all grown up and their grown-up dog. It's just awesome. And we're sitting here in Fort Worth after a drive from Santa Fe, which we started at 5 a.m.
That's right. Alarms went off at 4:30 and we jumped out of the bed.
Yeah. Which means that at 10 p.m., this is me. Allison, you should go to bed now.
I was like, oh,
Allison, go to bed. She was like editing videos. I was like, none of that has to happen right now. Go to sleep.
I have made a commitment to get a teaser out every single day. I'm not going to let you down.
And I made a commitment to sleep. And I'm not going to let me down.
And we both came through.
It's the only thing I've come through with yet in 2020, but it's fine. Okay, so first things first, thank you to everybody who's been following along on the trip. This is the second to the last, penultimate, I would say, show that we will be filming on the road, but we have more coming, of course. You're here at 10K Dollar Day, the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. On Wednesdays, we do full episodes. On Saturdays, we do bonus features, guest interviews, interviews. I said interviews twice? I'm very tired. Or you might find us at our Daily Happy, the 10K, that's not the what's called, the Daily Happy from 10K Dollar Day. Find that in your podcast feed. That's a 10-minute podcast, never shorter, never longer, and it's just kind of a, hey, how are you? Start your day or end your day with us in a fun, positive, but eye on the reality kind of way.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's a way to say it.
Yeah.
That's some way to say it. It's not the best way to say it. But it works. So we're on the trip now. You will hear lots of the recaps on the Saturday episodes. So first of all, I will just ask Allison really quickly, how did you like stargazing in Sedona?
My favorite. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for UFOs to appear. Uh-huh. It was really cool to kind of like stare at a star and see if it was actually moving or if I was just making it move with my brain.
Oh, we did spend a lot of time staring at stars and wondering if they were UFOs or if we were just not sober.
Well, because when you start to stare at something for a long period of time, like really intently stare at it, it does tend to shapeshift. It just happens. Try it. In fact, if you're right now, look at something across the room.
Don't make it me. Look at Allison.
Stare at it.
Okay.
And then see if it starts to move. You can use me for an example. Everyone stare at me. And now keep staring. Don't blink. And see if I move. Right?
That worked.
You didn't see it?
Okay.
Didn't work
all
for
right.
Ryan.
We've got the peanut gallery over here on my right. This is a good time to tell you that this is a YouTube episode.
Oh, yes.
So everybody who was in their car and was like, I can't even see you, Allison, but I have faith in you. Thank you for sticking around. Mm-hmm. But also, if you wanted to see shape-shifting, then you should watch us on YouTube at 10K Dollar Day, the channel on YouTube.
It's going well.
Oh, man, so close. I will tell you, I loved stargazing. It is one of my favorite things in the world to do. We drove into the middle of nowhere. You can find the 10K Saturday that we recorded live on the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just a Christian single. That is literally how we went stargazing. Although when we were in the Texas Road Stop today, they were playing some real religious music, and she knew it.
Yeah. It was like
she was like, My salvation,
Jesus Christ, I love you more every day and every night. Something like that.
They all rhyme the same words, so it all works out. I love up above, mm-hmm. Hope you're tight in the night. Okay.
Yes.
So let's go to our first segment.
Yes.
Because it's cold. What's your obsession?
America.
Okay. Explain.
Well, we've been traveling across America, and I've realized I've never done that. And I'm obsessed with it. I think it's really cool that, like, there's so many people in the world and that there's so many crazy, like, places people live. Like, people live on the side of mountains. People live in the middle of nowhere. People live in the middle of cotton fields. People live in the middle of cow pastures. Like, I am fascinated by it. I'm obsessed with, like, I wish that it was socially acceptable to walk up to these people's houses and be like, "Hi, I'm Allison from 10K Dollar Day, the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. I'd just like to ask you a few questions. How did you end up here? And what do you do for a living? And do you have friends? And what do you do for fun? And do you drink beer at night? Or do you just watch TV? Do you even have TV? Do you use cable? Or do you have a satellite? Do you use solar electricity?" Like, I'm so fascinated by it. It's just mind-boggling to me, the way that some people live. And it's crazy. There are so many old cars in the world.
So many cars just hanging out in yards,
sitting on the side of the road. And they're really old. Like 1960s old, and they're just sitting there in a cow pasture, and cows are like eating grass off of the windshield wipers, and I'm like, how'd that car get there?
Oh my god,
it's crazy. I'm obsessed with
this. This is literally like 80% of the conversation in the minivan, by the way, is us passing things and going, who do they hang out with?
Yeah.
Who do they, what do they do? Where do they buy their groceries?
Yeah, that's a big that's one for a big me. One.
Where
that's
do you buy
one.
Your groceries? And then in like 2 hours we'll pass a town. We're like, oh
yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, six times a year you go and buy your groceries in that big town. So fascinating. But maybe some of you are listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
So write us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. Tell us about your life because we're nosy. And if your windows were open with the lights on, we probably looked in your house while we drove by. Just letting you know how that goes.
So if you saw a weird van
with our names on,
with our names on the side creeping by your house, maybe you live in Flagstaff. I don't know. Just a random town. It was probably us, but it's not because we're creepy. It's because we're curious.
We're so curious. And if your windows are open, then you should expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a thing. Just that's a thing.
What's your obsession?
Dill pickle beef jerky.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the drink you're drinking.
Also, let's talk about this. I'm a little pickly right now. I'm not pickled yet, but I'm a little pickly. So right now, let's talk about this. I am drinking Best Made Bloody Mary pickle beer. Hello, from Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas. Sound exciting? It is. It's sold out. You can't get it. Which I found out after our lovely hosts said, try this beer. And I was like, I love it. Let's go buy it. And Ryan was like, they're sold out. I was like, cool. And then he had us try the Oreo stout, and that was delicious. I was like, let's go buy that. And he was like, it's sold out. So that's cool. Wish I could share. But I can't, because we were introduced to it too late by Ryan. All right. That's where that goes. But my actual obsession is dill pickle beef jerky, which Allison and I got at the Beef Jerky Experience somewhere in Arkansas. We think. We're not really sure what state it was
so
in.
It was so good.
It's delicious. I'll eat anything dill pickle flavored, especially pickles. That made no sense. What's your wish list?
My wish list is that I wish there was a suitcase that would wash your clothes.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you put your dirty clothes in one suitcase, yes. And then you like...
Well, and I wish that there was a suitcase that would carry your clothes, like normal clothes. But then, you know how they have like the zipper pocket side that you can close it up? Well, I wish there was one side of it that you could then be like, okay, this side is for dirty clothes, this side is for clean clothes. The dirty clothes get zipped up into this thing, and then you push a button and it can wash them, steam them out, and then they come out all nice and clean. Now, luckily, I'm staying with an amazing host, and our amazing host is letting us use her washer and dryer. But if it wasn't for her, I would have rank underwear tomorrow.
I've heard for the last 3 days,
and no socks. You have no idea.
She's been borrowing my socks.
I cut my tights today.
Yeah.
Because I woke up this morning and realized I couldn't ask Lulu for another pair of clean socks because she also has to ration socks. So I took my tights and I took the only pair of scissors that I have. And I cut them while she was in the shower so that she wouldn't think I was weird.
Yeah. That's a lot of commitment. That's so committed. And It's true. We did plan this trip right before we left. No, we didn't. We had 3 months, so she really could have packed the socks. Okay.
I did, though.
I know. She lost them.
They just, disappear.
They disappear. She eats socks. We don't know how. I have a suitcase wish list, but it's not my wish list.
Oh.
But do you remember that my wish for a suitcase has always been a suitcase that weighs your clothes while you pack?
Oh,
right?
That's a good idea.
So you could say, oh, I need these to be 50 pounds. And then at, yeah, doesn't that sound great? And then at 45 pounds, it could be like, boop, 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 boop. And you'd know, okay, there's only room for like two pairs of heels and we're done. But that's what I want. I want a suitcase that weighs it as I pack.
That's a good idea.
Come on, Samsonite. Get back in the game.
We have so many ideas. We should be in that round table discussion.
By the way, that's Piper. All right. So my wish list. Okay, because we've been staying in hotels.
Yes, tell me.
I wish there was a way that at my house, I could have clean sheets every single night.
I feel like you've wished for this before.
Because it's a real wish. It's a real wish. Because here's the thing. I love a clean bed, and I love a bed that's made, right? Yeah. And so usually, and I never make my bed in the morning, but I make it right before I sleep because I like to sleep in the made bed. But I almost spilled my wine. And I also just love that first sleep right after you make the bed. You know what I'm talking about? Like you make the bed and it's like that.
Yeah, clean sheets.
That first sleep. Yeah. And when I'm on tour, if I have a room that has two beds, I have a post shower bed and a pre shower bed.
Ooh.
So that if I'm like, if I've just taken a shower, that's the bed I sleep in.
Yeah.
But if I haven't, that's the bed I sleep in.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in real life. You can't have like two beds at your house for yourself. Yeah. In one room.
True.
And it'd be weird to have like a post shower room and a pre shower room. That's like too excessive.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Anyway, I just want clean sheets ever.
Gonna have to bleep that out.
Clean sheets every night. That's
Say
what
that
I want.
Three times fast.
I will not. I will fail.
Just try it.
I am on my second glass of wine and my first almost done pickle beer. So we're not gonna do that because this shit would hit the fan. All right. Allison Burns, I think it's time for
10K Day.
Oh, I hope I remember these words. Here we go.
It's a $10K dollar day.
Imaginary travel hunt behind a boo.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our babe. Ryan, is this what you signed up for? No? Too bad. We're at your house.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, wait a minute. This just became musical theater. And my wife told me a podcast was coming to town. Just wait for act two.
Well, wife, Rachel, who would you like to go first on our 10K days? Lulu or Allison?
Yes, Rachel.
I'd like to go Allison first.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
All right. So I'm really excited about where I'm going. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, she has props.
I'm going to Panguitch, Utah. So if you'd like to look over the little...
Where did you get this?
So if you'd like to look over the brochure as I go over where we'll be going.
Oh, it's the gateway to scenic byways and national parks.
And Lulu, I gave you the brochure because you're going to come with us.
Oh, okay.
Me, okay?
I'm ready. Let's go to Panguitch.
Panguitch. So to fly Lulu first class from Orlando to Salt Lake City, closest airport.
Okay.
Is $1,035 and that's first class.
Really?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And just so you know, after that, you have to get on a smaller plane. Hope you're okay with that.
Totally okay.
And you fly from Salt Lake City to Cedar City for a $431 fee.
That's a lot.
Okay. And we're going to bring our new $10K dollar day dog that I got for Lulu. I surprised her with this dog.
I've always wanted a $10K dog.
At the airport. Right.
Where's the dog?
And you can name the dog whatever you want. What's the dog's name?
Piper.
It's Piper?
Piper.
Okay, well, Piper, the dog, is going to come with us, okay? So to put Piper on the plane is an additional $300, okay?
So. You guys never do shows with children or animals.
Piper.
It will.
Piper. Piper.
Piper, come here.
Piper, come.
Come here.
Oh, okay. So Piper is going to join us in Panguitch, Utah, okay? Very excited about it. All right. So because we have to go to Cedar City, it's about an hour or so drive into Panguitch, which we actually stopped at, and we had a pee stop there, which is how I got this little...
In Panguitch?
In Panguitch. Yes, we stopped there. We went inside. We looked at their bulletin board. They talked about all the different places that you could go in the city, and we drove through, and it was so cute. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do a 10K day
No recollection of this.
So we rented a Dodge Caravan.
Oh, our favorite.
It's so reliable. For $118, we're going to spend about $60 in gas. Okay. We're going to stay at this modern cabin from Airbnb. It's a gorgeous cabin that sits right next to Bryce Canyon.
I've always wanted to go to Bryce Canyon.
Yes, don't mix it up with Bryce Canyon.
Nope, you'll be disappointed as you drive from Denver to Salt Lake City.
That's right. Now, it has all the amenities of a house, but it is secluded and sits on 80 acres.
In the canyon?
In the canyon.
Oh my gosh, I want to do that.
I know. Well, you're going to.
Okay.
It sleeps 12. For two nights, you're looking at $3,343.
How many bedrooms?
12. No, 12. No, sorry. It sleeps 12.
How many bedrooms?
It sleeps 12.
It sleeps 12.
It sleeps 12. It sleeps
12. Okay,
cool. I'm not sure. Sometimes there's bunk beds.
Who cares?
There could be a couch.
Ah,
a pullout.
I'd like the master.
A water bed. Cool. I don't know. Okay, so we're going to get breakfast. We passed this place, Rambler's Cafe. We drove by it. Okay, so at Rambler's this week, they say, try our Arizona breakfast burrito.
Yes, please.
Which we love. Bacon, eggs, potato, red onions, bell peppers, green chiles, and cheese all combined in an absolutely gigantic flour tortilla.
Tortillas, yes, even. Those are delicious. Okay. Tortillas.
I know.
Those are my favorite.
You have to be authentic.
Yes, you have to be autentico.
Okay.
When you buy your tortillas.
Now, they only have a Facebook page. Okay. Which is fine. Yes, it's right. It's fine because I get that the smaller companies, the mom and pop shops.
Can't buy a domain name for
$12.95? Shh, no, sometimes it's a lot. I know how hard it is.
That's true. It is hard.
To create a website. So I totally appreciate your Facebook page. However.
Texas, everyone.
We're in Texas. The bugs are bigger.
The bugs are so big.
From now on, guys, if you have a Facebook page and not a website, just at least put like a menu or some prices. The bugs agree. The bugs agree, okay? They're on my side with the Facebook ordeal. So I have to guess. I went to TripAdvisor. I saw a couple of things. We're going to spend $40 on breakfast burritos, okay?
That's at the Rambler's Cafe. That's so expensive for burritos.
Well, it's both of us.
No, it's because of the tortillas. Those are special.
And some coffee. Fancy.
Oh, okay. It's cafe.
Okay, so here's why I know you're going to love Panguitch.
Okay, I'm ready.
Every year they hold a balloon rally.
What, hot air balloons?
Mm-hmm.
And you can ride in the balloons over the canyon?
Well, here's the thing. So it says, come enjoy an unforgettable scene of colorful hot air balloons as they soar into the open skies above the open plains of Panguitch.
I would like to do that.
So to be able to ride in a balloon, you have to become a sponsor. The smallest sponsorship is $300. I don't think it's that much, right?
That's really cheap for a hot air balloon ride, actually.
So I want both of us to be able to go and...
Piper.
So I'm going to pay them $1,000 for us to ride in the hot air balloon. I mean,
okay.
I didn't know Piper was going to be this in my imaginary day. Piper. I thought you were going to pick like a puppy, but it's totally fine. I'm sure they'll totally be fine. She's well behaved.
Look at her. She's lying down. It'll be fine. Ready to get in a hot air balloon.
Okay. But before we get in that hot air balloon, because remember, this is an event that the whole town comes out for. So we're going to be riding up in this balloon and waving at people.
Oh, like a parade.
It's like a parade, but we're in the balloon. So we're going to go to Rumors Salon, which we passed as we drove through Panguitch. And I even said, look, there's Rumors.
She did. And I didn't know why she said it because I was driving. Yeah. And you went, there's Rumors. And I was like, okay.
Because I was planting a seed.
Consider it planted.
Okay. So we're going to Rumors. Okay. So again, small town. I get it. No website. Facebook page only. However, rumors, you had no posts on your Facebook. So I went to Yelp. Now, a couple of the reviews were not so good, but I'm going to do, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
We're going to go because all we need is some hair and some nails to wave from the balloon. So I'm going to guess that
and really long nails, because otherwise you won't see it. Just giant hair.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And so we're going to spend $150 to get our hair and our nails done.
For both of us?
Oh. It's a small town salon.
All right, rumors.
All right. So after we're done with the balloons, now we're going to go on a hike.
Okay.
Okay.
With our hair and nails.
With our hair and nails. Okay. So now this hike is actually sponsored by Airbnb. And so they take you through.
Okay.
Bryce Canyon.
Oh, okay.
And they supply granola bars.
Okay.
And such.
And such.
That's what their site says.
I hope the such is vodka.
I don't know if it is.
Okay.
But I'm super excited about it. We're going to go. It costs $300 for two people to have this like private excursion through the canyon.
That's not
and
bad.
And we have our hiking shoes already.
It's you mean like be, we own hiking
like
shoes?
Like we own them.
Yeah. We bought them for our one day of hiking on this trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were really effective.
They were.
Okay. So then next up, you're going to be so excited, an ATV. Unguided.
Oh, yes, please.
Adventure.
Let me drive anything, anywhere, into any forest or dune, and I'm happy.
I know. And here's the thing. It's unguided.
Yeah. You can't tell me not to go there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So no one gets to tell you where you can and can't go. So here's the thing. It says they offer all-terrain vehicle ATV rentals. You can go through meadows, canyons, forests. The trails expand along Bryce Canyon National Park, where you have the opportunity to view antelope.
Ooh.
We saw that. Deer.
Yes.
Saw it. Elk. We did not see that. Turkey.
Turkeys.
Yeah.
In Utah?
Yeah.
They weren't on any of the highway signs.
No, I know. I don't think that they go towards the streets. I don't think they have to tell you to look out for them.
You know why? Because they're smart. That's why Benjamin Franklin wanted them to be our national bird. They're really smart.
Yes.
Wait, like he didn't want the bald eagle. He wanted it to be the turkey. Franklin.
I have no reason to doubt any of that information. So this 3-hour rental, okay.
Of the ATV.
For both of us is $270. For 3 hours, yeah.
That's
not bad.
Cheaper than,
and
yeah.
Get this, they do dog boarding.
What?
They will board your dog as you go
They'll
out.
They board your dog. I didn't get it. I thought you meant it was like onboarding the dog onto the ATV. And I was like, this is not.
No. They're going to watch Piper for us.
That's super sweet.
So they didn't have a price for the dog boarding, but I'm going to guess $100.
Sure.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good deal.
That's very, very generous.
Okay. So after that. Oh, no. Sorry. During that, I thought, how cool would it be to have a drone? Right?
Yeah.
That could follow us as we drive.
On the ATV?
Like above us.
Absolutely.
I looked this up, you guys. This is a real thing. Okay. It's called the Skydio RI. And I quote this, might be the smartest consumer drone in the sky. Okay. The company has introduced a feature called Car Follow Cinematic Mode.
It follows your car?
It can film anything on four wheels. Okay. Or 2 feet. And it says the RI's neural networks on large dots set on your car and ATV images, helping the 13 cameras on the drone to automatically follow your vehicle while ducking over any obstacles.
Wait, that's insane.
So we can hook it up to the ATV, we can drive across the terrain, and that drone is going to stay in the sky and follow us.
That's awesome.
And duck over obstacles.
What obstacles is the drone going to find in the
trees?
Sky? Okay.
Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Planes.
That's a low-flying plane.
It could happen.
Okay. Sure.
And rocks.
In the sky?
No, like
cliffs.
We're in Bryce Canyon.
I got it. You're right.
Are high.
You're right.
There are mountains.
You are correct. I was wrong and you're correct.
A shrubbery on the mountains.
Yes, all of those. Turkeys.
Turkeys don't fly. Butterflies.
Uh-huh. Butterflies.
Okay.
Hot air balloons.
Yes. Guess how much this drone costs.
It comes with the dots things, right?
It's all included.
I'm going to go $650. More. I'm going to go $870. I'm going to go $1,200. I will say $2,150, Bob. $25.
Oh, a little less.
I like, hate literally, this game so much. It's literally so pointless.
Like a breath less.
$24.99.
Yes. Yes. That is on the spot. $24.99.
Said a breath less than $2,500.
That was so good.
It's just that logic. It was just logic.
$24.99 for this drone that's going to follow us along on the ATV excursion. Okay. So good. All right. So now it's time for dinner. So now we're going to Cowboy Steakhouse right there in Panguitch. Super excited. Now, the Cowboy Steakhouse Cafe began in 1993 as a true Texas-style BBQ. And since then, they are now evolved into this full-style restaurant, which is so exciting. We're going to each do a porterhouse 24-ounce steak.
Okay. That's a lot of food.
It's only $39.95.
For the entire porterhouse steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a dinner salad.
Oh, yay.
For our side, $5 each. And then we're going to do the trail drive pudding.
Pudding?
Pudding.
Oh.
It's cinnamon bread topped with like a sweet sauce.
Like a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Done.
Delicious, right? Sold. Then we're going to do, have you ever heard of this? Sarsaparilla.
It's like a root beer? No. Is it like a, it's a soda? Fizzy drink. It's a fizzy drink. But Rachel says it's a fizzy
it's
drink.
It's similar in flavor to root beer.
Oh, see? Ish.
I don't know. I've never heard of it. So I
like root beer, though.
I actually Googled it, and I was like, I saw root beer, and I was like, we'd love that.
Yeah.
So I... Licorice.
Oh, like licorice?
Okay.
I love licorice. That's good
so
for
we
me.
Would love that. I got us two of those.
Okay.
So our total at the Cowboy Steakhouse is $125.49.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay. So now, the most exciting part. Did you know, and you're going to be upset that you didn't know this
when
prior
we
to driving through,
okay,
that Bryce Canyon National Park is actually on the International Dark Sky
places. You are kidding me.
Places.
Seriously?
Okay.
Wait. My bucket list is to visit all of the International Dark Sky Reserves in the world before because I like stargazing. I love stargazing. It's so peaceful and magical. You get in touch with yourself and the universe, the galaxy. You realize how small you are, how small your problems are, because you look at the vast amount of the galaxy. And my favorite thing to do is like look at the entire span of your vision and then think, wow, all of those stars have all of those planets. So imagine how much of space I can see with my eyes right now as you look at all the stars. Go ahead, Allison, make my day.
So of the vast amounts of International Dark Sky places that are a part of the catalog, some of the highest concentrated areas are in Utah, which we passed right through.
Okay.
So Bryce Canyon National Park, it says it's far from the light pollution of civilization.
Yeah,
it's actually
great.
Protected
Sounds
by a
beautiful.
Special force of park rangers and volunteer Utah astronomy
You can
enthusiasts.
Be a dark ranger?
Yeah.
That's a job? That you could be a dark ranger?
Oh, I said park ranger.
Oh.
But if you'd like to call them dark
Dark Ranger, and I was like, that is the coolest
but I
job
think that we should,
in the history of the
I
universe.
Am now going to make Lulu an honorary Dark Ranger who is going to protect the dark skies of America.
Always, always. Everyone, why do we need light pollution? We don't. Those poor night birds, they get confused. They get confused by the light. They need the darkness. It's where they live. It's like the light. I mean, the dark.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused because I'm so excited.
Yeah. So you're going to be really excited about this, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to go to Mossy Cave Trail. This is a place to escape the crowd since it isn't on the main road.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to park there,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we're going to look at the stars in this dark sky.
For how long, Allison?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I bought you a telescope.
Oh,
it's $159.99.
Okay.
I also bought two sleeping bags.
Okay.
Okay. And they're $28.99 each.
So you really splurged on those
sleeping
bags.
And then this you will appreciate. I bought a red light.
To look, to point?
Well, not only that, but it also does not scare off the animals, like you were saying.
Because
it says
it's their house.
Yes.
Because nature is their house, yes. And we're in their house. That's
yes.
why.
Yes. Yes. So if you get a flashlight, it should be red. It's perfect for helping you get night vision while you're looking up at the sky. It's a good tool to have in conjunction with others if you want to catch a glimpse of some of the constellations that are visible to the naked eye. Okay. On Amazon, it's only $10.
I love it.
Easy, right?
Yes.
So now we're going to look at the stars.
As a dark ranger.
As a dark ranger. Okay. She is now certified. Jacob McAllister, I'm going to be asking you about some sort of badge.
I am also willing to officiate your wedding as an official dark ranger.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to make that a real thing. It's going to be awesome. And so my total in Panguitch, Utah, which you now have a...
Yes, I have
a brochure
an
about...
An audiovisual guide.
Audiovisual, so mm-hmm. she can look at where she's going to go one
it's
day.
It's true.
My total is $10,000.
All
there
right.
There you go. You can keep that, my dark ranger.
Thank you. Certified. Are you ready for mine?
I am so ready.
Okay, we are going to Scottsboro, Alabama.
Oh, look
have you
at
been?
Us. You have?
Have you been to Scottsboro? Oh,
Alabama. You love Alabama. There you go.
Just wait. So first of all, you need to know that Chattanooga is an hour away. So some of this
Chattanooga,
day,
Tennessee?
Yeah. Some of this day is in Chattanooga. Some of it is in Scottsboro. But I want to do this day. Okay? This is a nice time lapse. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to stay in an Airbnb. It is a unique lakefront home. It sleeps 40.
40?
40.
How many rooms is that?
8 bedrooms, 5,000 square feet, 6 baths, 2 kitchens, 2 laundry rooms, a sun deck, a beach area fire pit, a volleyball pit, a basketball court, a playground, horseshoes, a gaga pit. I had to look that up.
What's that?
It is like an enclosed dodgeball fence.
Gaga?
Yeah, it's like a dodgeball-y game. Wait, you have Gaga Ball?
Yeah.
Did you know about Gaga Ball before you moved to Texas?
No.
Okay, that's weird, okay, right? Okay. Like Gaga Ball is not a thing. Yeah, okay, yeah. Great. So Chattanooga, it's fine. They understand it, but I had to look it up. Trampoline, outdoor kitchen, hot tub, kayaks, canoe, beach chairs, all the thing. They said the oversized deck is an outdoor living room. 2 nights in that unique lakefront home in Chattanooga, $2,950.
Question.
Answer. Well, the day is in Scottsboro, but I'm staying in Chattanooga because it's an hour away. Look, you are so picky. they're telling me that this breaks the rules. It's my podcast. Okay, so
was
your question?
It sleeps 40?
40.
There's only 8 bedrooms. How is that possible unless people are sleeping on the basketball court? 40.
You're very close. Well, a lot of these, you've seen these places before. A lot of them have bunk beds. There's couches. They tell you it sleeps 40, but it's not really 40. You know what I mean? Like, people have to sleep on the couch,
right.
Whatever. It's just me, though.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't really matter.
You're right.
You're not coming with me on this
Nothing
day.
Really
All right.
Matters.
So $29.50
okay.
for this place.
Got it.
I'm going to sleep in and skip breakfast. I clearly wrote this day while driving 10 hours. So I'm going to sleep in.
Okay.
I'm going to skip breakfast. Sounds awesome. Can't wait for that. So it's time for lunch. I'm going to have lunch at the docks at Goose Pond.
Okay.
It's steaks and crabs and a bar and all the kind of thing. And it's on a pond. It's really beautiful. There's a beautiful dock. Really fun atmosphere, casual. $75 because I am going to get crab.
Okay,
for lunch. Then it's time to go to Ruby Falls. And this is all still in Chattanooga. Have you been? It's
really?
Awesome, right? It is the tallest and deepest underground waterfall open to the public in the United States.
Underground?
Exactly.
Wait, what does that mean? Describe it.
It's under the ground.
What does that mean? Describe it.
The ground is there and it's underneath it.
But what does that mean?
There's the ground and you go below it.
I can't picture it. I can't.
It's in a cave, right?
I don't understand.
You walk through, like, caverns to get to the Ruby Falls.
You walk through the caverns.
Underground.
Right. It's underground waterfall. Oh, Rock City. That's not
Look
in my
up.
Day. That's not in my day. Okay. Well, next Chattanooga day. Okay. So here's the thing. You have to descend 26 stories by elevator to get 26 stories, okay, to get to the falls.
Mm-hmm. They one said, elevator?
Yeah. They said, if it rains, don't worry because it actually enhances the waterfall. Oh. And I am not just going to tour these caverns. I'm going to take the lantern tour.
What does that mean?
So you can see it just like when it was discovered in 1928. The entire area is only illuminated with handheld lanterns.
Do you get to hold one?
I think so. And it says you'll hear the sound of the thundering falls before you see it as a system of pulleys and lanterns light the waterfall to create a moment you will always remember.
That's cool.
Lanterns. Yeah. Right? That's cool. Yeah. And this waterfall, but I mean, it's slightly claustrophobic, but I think it's cool. Is it amazing? Okay. Rachel says totally do it, which is, I trust you. I'm going to go do this because it's Chattanooga. It's so
close.
How
much is it?
$32.95
per person.
Yes.
That's nothing.
I know. And you can do the lantern tour Friday nights through November 27th if you're listening to this in real time. And if not, just check because they always have different things to do. So you have to picture this, right? It's dark. I have a lantern. I go and I hear the sound of the falls before I see it, which made me think, well, I'm going to record my own sleep app.
Oh.
Right? Because I sleep with a sleep app.
The white noise.
You use the brown noise. I usually use like crashing waves. So I was like, well, great.
There's
I'm going to record
so many colors of noise.
Brown.
Brown.
White.
Purple.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's a purple noise?
I can tell you. My phone is on live.
Okay. Yeah. True. Okay. So, but instead of brown noise, I'm going to do waves.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the
brown
waterfall.
Noise is the best.
So I'm going to get the Zoom H8, which is the upgrade from the Zoom H6, which is what we use to record. That's $399.
That's it?
And 99 cents. Yes, but we're not upgrading. We don't have enough money. Like in real life. So don't think about it. We're not getting a new Zoom.
Okay.
Okay. So, $399.99 to record the sound of this, of my own sleep app. I'm going to make sure that I do a sound check. So I'm going to get the Sennheiser HD 650 headphones.
How much are those?
$400 and 2 cents. All right. Boom, boom. Then I'm going to record my app. Boom, boom. Ready to go sleep that night. Super excited. And then I'm going to a store that Allison is going to freak out about. And I'm so excited to tell her about it. And it's in Scottsboro. Are you ready for this, Rachel? It is the Unclaimed Baggage Store, and they buy unclaimed lost baggage from all over the United States and then sell the stuff.
Wait. Do you get to know what's in the bag before you buy the bag, or do you buy the bag
like
as a
mystery
surprise?
Box?
No, no, you know, like those, no. Yeah, you know, like the storage wars. Storage wars. When you buy the storage facility and you can only see it, you can't go in it.
Yeah.
So you're like looking in and you're like, I think I see a baby grand piano, but it could also just be old toothpicks, but you don't know. So you just like go, you know what? Screw it. $1,000. And then when you get to go through people's stuff, is it like that?
Oh, no.
What is
this? This is so highly cataloged. You can go online right now and shop this store. What's everything they found. It's called unclaimedbaggage.com. You will find the link on our blog, 10kdollarday.com/blog. And let me tell you some of the stuff that I bought for my day that are actually on sale right now at unclaimedbaggage.com. A Louis Vuitton SS19 utility side bag monogram bag.
Why did someone leave it?
Exactly. Well, they can't find their luggage. So they say that 99% of people are matched with their luggage. And then there's this like 1% that either they didn't look hard enough or they didn't try hard enough to find the person. I don't know. But you could always go to the store to try to find it. So this this bag is originally $3,100.
How much is it on the site?
$1,425.99.
What's the website?
I know. Wait, I'm not done yet. So then I got a Mont Blanc watch that is originally $7,002. I got it for $3,500.99. And I got a Mustang Survival Corp Tactical Operations dry suit.
Somebody I don't even know. Tried to take that on a plane.
I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. It's a dry. I don't even know what a dry suit is. Do you go to sand? What do you do with a dry suit? Do you know?
What's
hazardous activity?
I want one of those
right?
so
Don't
bad.
You want one? Like that's
my dad used to work. Well, he used to do like security stuff. He still does at like airports.
Uh-huh.
And he would come home all the time with like Swiss Army knives and like all this like and like full bottles of perfume.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he was supposed to though.
So no one look up her dad. His last name's Burns. So
You'll never guess his first name.
If you, that's true, actually. If you go to unclaimedbaggage.com, you can see everything that they list. And they have normal stuff, and they have some crazy, wacky stuff. And they have, I mean, it's just kind of fascinating. So my total at Unclaimed Baggage for those three things is $5,526.97.
Wow.
Right? Crazy.
That's amazing.
Dinner time at Bella Lisboa, which is a Portuguese Mediterranean cuisine restaurant. Yeah. I'm going to have poached shrimp in garlic and olive oil. Delicious.
Delicious.
I'm going to have bacalhau, which is cod with cream.
Okay.
Delicious. So my little Portuguese dinner is going to be $30. And then for the rest of the night, I'm going to sit outside on that outdoor deck that they told me was like an outdoor living room at my Airbnb. And I bought a big, huge 10 by 10 big blanket at bigblanket.com.
That's a real site.
It is for $149, which brings my total to $9,563.93. So close.
$10,000. Oh, hi. Yes, that's because I won. I got $10,000. You can say hello.
That is what we would do if we had $10,000 in.
Bang, you have it. Panguitch, Utah.
Correct. Or Scottsboro/Chattanooga. Thank you. But if we had $10,000 to give away, this is how we would do it. Allison Burns.
So I found a really cool organization in Panguitch. It's called The Quilt Walk. Ooh. And it's all of these women and men who come together and they knit quilts together. Ooh. And they support this nonprofit called Days for Girls. And what it does is it helps girls stay in school. It helps them retain dignity, giving back important days of their lives. And it also helps girls in other developing countries. So they sell all of these quilts along the streets of Panguitch, and they give back to these girls in other countries and also in America who just need help. They also give girl kits, which I think is really cool. So it has everything in it from moisturizers to things that they need for the time of the month, to washcloths, to soaps, to all kinds of things that they may need that they don't have access to.
And they might be embarrassed to ask for.
Absolutely.
That's a huge part.
So definitely check them out. We will have that on the blog, but it is quiltwalk.org.
I love that. Yeah. In Scottsboro, there is this charity called Blood Assurance, and their mission is to provide a safe and adequate supply of blood and blood components in a cost-effective manner to every area patient in need. And I know that that kind of exists in every community, but I just wanted to highlight it because I think this year especially, like, I'm not giving blood as often as I used to because, you know, because it seems crazy. But if it seems safe in your state or in your community, the hospitals absolutely need blood right now. And so if that's something you feel safe doing, or if you have a safe way of doing it, that's for sure something that your community needs in 2020. Absolutely. Yep. If you want to support 10K, this is how you do it.
You guys can go to $10kdollarday.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And for as little as $2 a month, you can help support this podcast. You always get all of our content for free, whether it's on YouTube or on your podcast apps. But to help us and to support us along the way, just think about maybe giving back if it means something to you. So check that out. And every little bit helps.
That's right. And thank you to everybody who's reached out to us recently on Instagram at $10kdollarday or Twitter, or have emailed us at $10kdollarday@gmail.com. For instance, like, if you know if it's really a Dark Ranger, or if you know a Dark Ranger, or if you are a Dark Ranger, I need to know.
Or if you can make her a Dark Ranger.
Any of that. I so want to be a Dark Ranger. It sounds so great. And we'd love to know about your happies for sure. Thank you to everybody who tells us about their happies on Instagram and Facebook. It just makes our day. And so I'm going to ask Allison Burns, what's your happy?
My happy is this moment. I love the fact that we're in a pandemic, but I'm still being able to meet new friends. So meeting Rachel and Ryan today, like, just amazing, being able to hang out in their home. And it's been awesome to be able to meet new friends during a time of in this world where I didn't think that was going to be possible. So that makes me really happy.
Great. I love that.
Yeah.
My happy is a moment that happened while we were stargazing, which is my favorite moment that's happened on the trip so far, which I was telling you, like, I was feeling one with the universe. I was really, like, exploring my place in it, and I was opening my heart to the galaxy, and I looked over at my best friend, and she was hugging her knees and kind of just, like, rocking back and forth, and I said, Allison, are you okay? I said, is this like murder for you, sitting still and watching stars? And she goes, it's not murder. And I was like, okay, so this is not going to be a 4-hour stargazing session. I guess we'll get back in the van. But I am very grateful that you did it and didn't complain at all, even though I know you were hating it, because it just made me so happy. So thank you. I very much appreciate it.
I created my whole day to let you go do it in your imaginary world.
So I would never ask her to do it in real life again. You could tell she was like, what is the point of this? This is not a productive use of my time. And I was like, feel nature.
Oh God, that's so true.
The moment that she realized we had to get out of the van to stargaze was my favorite. She was like, we have to get out of the van. I was like, you can't watch stars in the van. And there's this moment where she's like, okay, we'll get out of the van. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. 10K.
If you'd like to see actually that clip, we posted it on our new YouTube channel, and you can find that live from Blank. You can see those episodes.
It's true. Just look that up and enjoy that with me. 10K Dollar Day is produced by Ash Burns. Intros by Stan Collins. The 10K jingle is by Rockwell and Rose. Graphic art is by Jacob McAllister. 10K Saturday voiceover is by Charlie Hume. Thanks, as always, to the Courts, who have let us use their house today. We're out here on their beautiful backyard with this fire pit. Well, that would have been nice because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
With a fireplace. And thanks, as always, to Buzzsprout. We end this the way we end every single episode, with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?
We also use the washer and dryer.